This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ.
Welcome to the Dean Show. And we have the biggest online event of the year with an all-star lineup. And we're going to get right into it with my next guest. Needs no introduction. He is the founder and dean of the IOU, Islamic Online University. And he's also published over 50 books. He's no stranger to the Dean Show. Without further ado, let's bring out my sheikh, your sheikh, Dr. Bilal Phillips here on the Dean Show. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, how are you? Thank you for accepting an invitation to be with us here on this special occasion.
My pleasure to be able to help in the effort.
We'll go ahead and let you take it from here.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحابه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah and may Allah's peace and blessings be on the last prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and on all those who follow the path of righteousness until the last day. The topic that I have chosen to briefly share with you is that of the importance of Islamized education. First and foremost, we need to understand what is education. And there are many different definitions of education, but the one which for me sums it all up is the definition wherein it's stated that education is the way by which a civilization transfers its culture to the next generation. We're talking about the transfer of culture. So education, the facts and the figures are wrapped in a package of culture. So naturally, because there is a distinct difference between Islamic culture, the culture of Muslims, when practiced according to the teachings, and other cultures that are around in the world. And the dominating culture right now is that of Western civilization's culture. That's reality. Now, what do we do with that reality? As Muslims, whether we live within America, UK, Canada, Western countries, France, etc., or we live in Muslim countries that are not necessarily implementing Islamic law across the board to varying degrees, the educational process is ongoing. And for the West, Western civilization, they have chosen to go secular, basically to remove religion from education and the process of education. And in that removal, they have removed morality from education. So all the subjects we study them without any moral compass guiding us. We just study the facts and the figures, and we get the skills, etc., to get out after graduation to work within the system and earn a living for ourselves, vacations, holidays, retirement, etc. However, as the Prophet ﷺ said, "Kullukum ra'in." Each and every one of you is a shepherd responsible for his or her flock. And then he went into the details of the husband and the wife and the family, etc. But the main point here is that the children that we raise, they have a right to Islamized education. That's their right. And if we don't give it to them, we will be asked. كُلُّكُمْ رَعِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِي. Each and every one of you is a shepherd, like a shepherd, responsible for his or her flock. We will be asked about how we looked after the flock which was put under our responsibility and control. So raising up our children, especially those of us who are living in Western civilization, there are many, many challenges. What is being taught in the schools across the West, in many instances, go against Islamic teachings. So we as Muslims are obliged, if we're going to live in the West, we are obliged to develop an alternative way to convey the facts and the figures, but in an Islamic cultural package where morality is embedded from the very first day. So this is a look at education as a responsibility which we all carry for ourselves as well as for our children, which requires us to integrate Islamic teachings into the various sciences, departments, etc., you know, where people specialize, all of the various subjects, whether mathematics, science, geography, whatever. Islamic principles and teachings should be integrated. And of the most important is that of morality. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, "Innama bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." I was only sent to perfect for you the highest of moral character traits. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam summed up the whole message of Islam in the one word, morality. Worshipping Allah is morally good. Worshipping other than Allah is morally bad. Being kind to other human beings is morally good. Being evil to other human beings is morally bad. Being destructive to the environment that we live in is morally bad. And being protective is morally good. And so on and so forth. That Islamic morality, which is not to say it's unique in the sense that people don't know this is good and bad. And no, of course, Islam didn't bring new good that people didn't know for the most part. For the most part, it's the same good. But the point is that it is connected with belief in God and introduced into all subjects which are taught in school. And as such, it is then our duty to develop Islamic schools where students have the opportunity to be exposed to modern knowledge, modern advanced civilizations, products, but to be exposed from an Islamic perspective. This is what is required. So, considering this responsibility, Muslims in different parts of the West and the East have set up Islamic schools, or what we call Islamic schools. But of course, there are principles that govern what an Islamic school should be. And we have to be particularly careful to ensure that the necessary components of what makes up an Islamic school are in place. So we, in fact, convey to our students the teachings of Islam, from Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, that He alone deserves to be worshipped, all the way to charity, zakah, fasting, all the other principles of Islam, right on to kindness, gentleness in dealing with each other. Islam is the religion of peace. The religion of Adam, the one religion which Allah chose for human beings, as He chose one set of human beings to live in this world, and He created for them this one world. He created one religion. And that religion begins with Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. So, in order to achieve this goal, the Deen Show has been active in trying to develop in Florida the Deen Center. And that Deen Center has in it a recording studio to prepare and develop distribute the Deen Show segments. Alhamdulillah, keep it going strong. It also has athletic facilities for young people, children to play. It also has within it a masjid, full-fledged masjid. And most importantly, it has an Islamic school. They have importantly included the Islamic school as a key element in the Deen Center. So, my brothers and sisters, we ask you to share in this good, be a part of this good by supporting, donating, providing whatever help we can give to make this Deen Center a reality for Muslims in America and as an example for Muslims around the world. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Our Sheikh, Dr. Bilal Phillips, thank you very much. May Allah the Almighty reward you. Thank you for being with us and all your support.
My pleasure.
Hold on.
Thank you for inviting me.
I got one more person who's going to give salams. Special guest here. You know him. I know him. We know him. Abdulrahim Green. Can you give salams to the Sheikh before he leaves?
Barakallahu fiku.
We can't hear you. I'll mute your mic.
Oh, assalamu alaikum. I'm really sorry. Yeah. Thanks for the reminder, Sheikh Bilal. MashaAllah. On point, as always. Sheikh, how come you look younger every time I see you? How do you do that?
Ask Allah.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. All right, we'll see you, Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Seeing you.
Good to see you, Eddie.
Wa fikum.
Islam, Sheikh.